So here we are at last. It is the 10th of September, Friday, 2021, 20 to 5 in the afternoon. I, for the first time in slightly more than 18 months, am on my way to a public performance of my wares. We are playing The Limit, are playing a wedding tonight. It's been a it's been an interesting journey getting to the point where everything's ready. As mentioned before, I ditched the whole kind of automated backing tracks idea in favour of a kind of hybrid of what I used to do, where I am still triggering stuff. It's the same backings, but I'm triggering audio instead of MIDI, so it's gonna sound a lot better, I hope. But I went through a whole learning process to get to where I am now and ended up with what I hope is a very good compromise between live performance and awesome soundage. I had an interesting learning experience on the journey this week. I've been literally every day. Once I'd settled on my procedure of getting everything ready, it was just a case of putting in the hours of wading through song after song, basically building what are called sample libraries, where you get like it's something called Rex slicing, which is often used in electronic music, but it's basically where you get an audio file and you slice it into well, whatever you want to slice it into. I slice it into bars, which is about 4 beats usually at a time, because if I go much further than that, the likelihood is, because it's not automatically following the drum beat, I have a certain amount of control over the tempo of the backing track, because as I've said before, the audio does warp on the fly for you. But I once I've set that using the tap tempo button, I can adjust it if we start drifting, if the drummer speeds up or slows down. But in general, as long as I get it in the rough, in the right territory, usually at the beginning of a song, if I just tap a couple of bars of the tempo in as we're playing, that should suffice for the whole song, with the proviso that I'm re-triggering every bar, basically, so that, because if you leave it any longer than that, the likelihood is that it will start to drift out of time. So it's just basically effectively just re-syncing the backing track every bar. So I do that with my left hand, and each bar slice, if you like, is assigned to a key on the lower half of my keyboard, and then with my right hand I simultaneously play whatever live part, piano, organ, strings, whatever, for a song. Or even at times there's a couple where I'll be playing trumpet, or even if I'm feeling fancy, I shall get out my flugelhorn. Go on, have a snigger. So yeah, we'll see how it's going. I'm on the way over now. We don't actually start until 8 o'clock, and I'm hoping... well, I've got a funny feeling they're all going to turn up at the back of 5, because they're so fucking keen. I'm not used to that. But, I mean, it's fine. It's good. It's you know, we get time to set up in a leisurely way, but they're just getting to your feet. It's just like, I really like to get there before everyone else if I can, and just start getting my territory marked out, get things, you know, get wires plugged in and stuff, because once you get 4 other band colleagues trudging around talking about religion and politics right in your fucking way, and basically being annoying, asking questions about the mixer when it's like, just fuck off, I'm not at that bit yet. I don't like being around people if I can help it. So that's probably why I get on so well being on a stage, or at least separate from an audience or a social environment. You know, they might look like they're having a good time, bands, when they're performing live on stage, but it's probably because they're fucking relieved that they're not down there having to socialise. So, I mean, apart from that, I've done a little bit of work on the choir stuff, because we've got the choir rehearsal on Tuesday, but I've left a lot of that for after tonight, because And actually, I've got a bit of extra spare time tomorrow that I wasn't expecting to have, basically because we were going to be having a Crossfire rehearsal. The band, the pub band, because our first gig is on the 1st of October. But the drummer's kid has tested positive for COVID, so the drummer's self-isolating at the moment. Which means that Crossfire will be having our final and only rehearsal for their gig on the 1st of October on the week of the gig, probably on the Monday, I think, which is fine. I mean, you know, I go along, as long as I've got the set list, I've got plenty of time to prepare now. If we'd had the rehearsal tomorrow, I would have been just making shit up because I just didn't have time. I haven't managed to complete everything that I would like to eventually do with the limits set for tonight, but I've done pretty much most of set one, I think. I might go back and revisit a couple of songs, stick some extra backing tracks on those. I call them backing tracks, but they're not really. I'm triggering samples. I'm still playing. I mean, essentially, when you play a synthesizer, not so much a synthesizer, but if you're playing a modern music workstation keyboard, half of the sounds are samples anyway. All you're really doing is triggering an audio file when you press a key down. So that's essentially what I'm doing. It's just that audio file happens to be a bar long slice from a piece of music. Actually, and this is, I know this is technical bullshittery, if you like, but actually each slice I set up as what's called a through slice, which means basically it will continue playing from where I trigger it until I play another slice. So basically, there won't be any gaps in between if we do drift out of sync. There might be a slight glitchiness to it if we drift out too much, but that's when I would time the tap tempo to get the sync, you know, more effective. But basically, each slice I've made four bars long because that's like a safety net for me. Because you can imagine with doing all of this, you know, playing the music with the right hand, triggering samples with the left hand, possibly playing the trumpet with the right hand, and I've got the mixing desk at the side of me as well, there is the risk that occasionally I will miss triggering a sample. So I kind of made an executive decision, if you like, that for safety's sake, I've sliced every drum rack slice, they're called, into four bar sections. I only intend to use the first bar of each of those sections, but if I happen to miss triggering up to two keys, which would be essentially three bars, then the backing track will continue, it won't just stop. Although there's a risk that it might go slightly out of time, but at least it's not just going to stop and then restart again when I get my act together. So all technical bullshit anyway. So yeah, I did install that FL Studio mobile. I had intended to try and write a piece of music, write a song or something just on my mobile phone. Actually, the screen is too fucking small for me to cope with. So I mean, I tried it on my Kindle, and in between deliveries at the pizza place, which I accidentally named the other week, but please forget that, wipe it from your memory lest I get called into head office and summarily executed by pepperoni. So yeah, I tried it one day and then I thought, nah, I can't be fucked with this. It's just like my pizza delivery time is my me time, it's my music and podcast time. So there's no point. I have a habit of trying to fill every spare moment with shit that's way too stressful, so I'm not doing that. I mean, at some point in the future, hopefully I'll get the time to do some original recording or whatever, if I ever get everything else finished off, but you know, name of the game, restarting all of this shit after COVID, the name of the game is being motivated, being enthusiastic and being focused and being excited, which I am. I mean, I was up until 5 o'clock this morning because I was doing what I consider to be such a good job with these sample triggers. I thought it's going to sound amazing, I just wanted to get as many songs as I possibly could done. There's still a fair few in the second set that I've still to do, but I've got a basic keyboard part I can play for those for tonight. And the next wedding's not until mid-October, I think. So I should have everything done by then. But yeah, I'm quite happy with how much I've got done, and we'll see how it goes tonight. So I think I'm on my way now. I think I'm going to leave that for the first section and speak to you again later. I'll try and get some. We've got a guy coming. My father-in-law's coming along tonight to do some videography and photography and stuff, because we need more promotional material for the website. And the idea is that, because, you know, obviously you can't guarantee what the audio quality is going to be like on a camera, on a video camera, especially a handheld one, myself and possibly Dave, the guitarist as well, will be doing some audio recording, just not like top notch, not through the desk or anything like that, just like you know, a decent sort of ambient sound recording on either Dave's Zoom or on my phone, which actually is surprisingly good, although a bit bassy. But yeah, as I was saying, I've got the FL Studio Mobile. I will use that just to take out some of the car noise, I think, and some of the bassiness in the music. But hopefully you'll be able to hear that. And I am now going to go and, for the second half of my journey to this setup. Oh my God, I'm looking forward to wedding cake and stovies and cheese and God knows what else. I shall have to not overeat. Yeah. I'm going to go and listen to the Welcome Return of Ego, Nick and Craig. I'm looking forward to listening to this. I believe you have answered my question on what if. So I'm going to go and have a listen to that. Thank you very much for your service, and thank you for listening. And here's a bit of music from tonight. I hope it goes okay, but you'll find out. So it's your fault, Nick and Craig, for making me listen to that. The reason that you are the reason that I only get a couple of minutes to catch up after our gig, which I now remember you get to have some great fun. It was really good fun. A lot of it went really well. There was some shit, but it's good for a first gig. I'm really pleased. Except I completely forgot with it being like 18 months since the last gig. You get to play some real shitty venues. I mean, it was a really nice venue, as in very picturesque, but we were basically in a glass box, which, if anyone knows anything about acoustics, put in a fucking amplified band with a live drummer in a glass box is fucking ridiculous. So we all come out with ears ringing. The sound was shit. It was like, it was just like listening to soup. But we had good fun, and it was good. Yeah, and I didn't record anything on my phone because I was too busy having a good time. But there will be some audio, so I don't know, I might hang on to this episode until I've got that audio, because stuff, you know, and things. Pardon me. And you were very well, very, very right. It's fucking, it's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm absolutely twatted, because loading and unloading and setting up and standing up for like 3.5 hours and blowing my horns, my trumpets and flugelhorny things, and singing and sweating, and I'm fucking knackered. But yeah, you were right, Craig. I did nod at the well, I don't know, was it the radio? No, I nodded at the phone as I was listening, but you were wrong. I wasn't out delivering pizzas in the Highlands. I was on my way to a gig, which is far more preferable. But thank you very much for everything that you do for us Patreons, and keep it up. If there's any stings or music or whatever that you want, give us a shout. I can't promise that you'll get it straight away, but I'll let you know if it's going to be a struggle. But yeah, really good episode, thank you. That's it. I'm going to fuck off now because I'm nearly home. So choir in 3 days time. I don't know when this episode's going to go out, because I'm going to wait until I've got a bit of audio from tonight, which I don't think will be too long. So when I get it, I'll stick it on the end after this bit. And I shall speak to you again, no doubt, sometime soon. Tatty bye. Tuesday, 14th of September, 2021. I've been holding off pressing that red button because I don't know what this segment's going to be like. You'll have heard a bit of audio from the gig on Friday night. Really good, really enjoyed it. As I said afterwards, there was a bit of a problem. You might have heard the singer being quite off key at times. That is not her fault in any way, shape or form. We know that she can sing well. That often happens. You see that even with top professionals. If the monitor mix isn't sufficient for them, if they can't hear themselves properly, basically, it's very, very difficult to tune, especially in an environment like that where there was so much echo going on, there was so much noise going on. So, you know, that's just something that we'll get better at, getting the balance right and stuff. The next gig for the Limits in a much nicer acoustic. But yeah, I hadn't really thought beyond Friday night. Well, I had, but I hadn't mentally prepared for beyond Friday night because Saturday I had a bit of a lie-in, knowing that I would be going to deliver pizzas for the evening on Saturday night, the 11th, and then a slight change of schedule, which is the English one, with the British one. I don't know, Americans, if there's anybody listening. I'm British and I don't even know if I'm supposed to say schedule or schedule. But thingy. Yeah, I'm just thinking because there's an arsehole sitting on my bumper. Don't do that, you know. If people are driving at the speed limit, fucking back off. I don't think they're listening to this, but anyway. Change of schedule because we were going to be moving Elwing out on Sunday. And I was getting ready to do a couple of trips with them and their friend Timo to move into their student accommodation in Aberdeen. And then a few days before, I don't know if I mentioned this, but we found out that the Tour of Britain cycling race was going straight past the end of their road, so everything's going to be closed. So anyway, after work on Saturday night, we decided we would move them over to Aberdeen. So I did two trips, got back home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then it hit me that after 20 years nearly, almost 20 years of living up here, it's just me and Suzanne now in the house. 18, well, I mean, over 19 years. And my babies, they've gone. And I wasn't expecting how it would feel. Put it together, Paul. You're on a podcast. It's weird because it's not like anything has really changed drastically. You know what teenagers are like. Both of them. I mean, my daughter had moved out at the beginning of lockdown over a year ago. She's now 19. She's lived in Aberdeen. She lives with her fella. I got used to that, but there's something about that last one leaving. I'm gonna be 50 in a few weeks' time, and it just hits you that even though there's nothing practically changing that much, because teenagers, you know, they spend all their time in their room when they're at home anyway, and actually a lot of things are going to improve. Both of them are only, you know, between 25 and 30 miles away in Aberdeen, which I'm regularly in and out of Aberdeen, especially being at uni. I mean, I'm at the same fucking uni as Elwing, so, you know, I'm going to be seeing them probably, well, if not more than I saw them before, I'll be seeing them for quality time. You know, I'll be seeing them because I want to go and have a meal with them, even if it's just a Subway or a coffee with them, or go to the cinema with them. And that's probably going to happen on an almost weekly basis because, you know, I'm in and out of Aberdeen for the first 5 weeks of term, starting in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be in and out of Aberdeen every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. I know already that a Tuesday I'm going to have think three hours spare between uni and my choir, which I am going to get onto in a minute. So every Tuesday I'm going to have time when I know that my daughter Nienna is her study day. So, you know, I'll be seeing her. And on a Wednesday, I'll be finishing my timetable, I think, at 2 o'clock. And then there's Bridge Club, which I might make the effort to stay for just so I can see Elwyn. Because, you know, it's a shock to the system. Even though you know it's coming, it's like it's another stage of life. You know, the images come flooding back of them when they were like 6 years old and having trouble getting them out of the door to school because of their autism. All of the stuff that you've been through with them for all those years, you know. Excuse me. But the fact that I know, you know, Owing said to us as we left, thanks for the roof over my head for 18 years. I'm so proud of them. Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be great, don't get me wrong. I'm not one of these people that's going to go into fits of depression over it. I know it can be that way if your whole life has been them. It's not like I haven't been majorly busy doing loads of other stuff as well, but it's just where the hell does the time go, you know? Anyway, because now I'm on my way into my first choir rehearsal for, yeah, just let's get past that little episode there. I'm looking forward to the next chapter. So there's a few things. I've been preparing music for this choir rehearsal tonight. There's a few people not going to be there, some of which are COVID related, but others are just kind of stress and stuff. I don't know what's going on, but it's going to be a relatively stress-free rehearsal. But you know, it's been over 18 months since I've done not only a gig but a rehearsal of you know, leading a rehearsal with the choir. So I had found it really quite stressful because of not being confident with it, but I've had a bit of community music training now with my teaching course, so I'm a bit better prepared, I think. You know, I've just timetabled the rehearsal out a bit. I've got some warm-ups planned, and you know, I'm gonna just try and be a bit more chill with it. But yeah, so that's tonight. And then tomorrow, me and the missus are driving down to England to see my mum. Appropriately enough, every time something happens which is a momentous kind of event on the journey of parenthood, it's just like you get a deeper understanding of what you're, I can't say that in a blanket sense, can I? Because some people's parents I know leave something to be desired. And in a lot of ways, mine have at times, but in general, I feel that I get it a lot more now. You know, as soon as my first child was born, Nienna, nothing had to happen other than just to look into my own baby's eyes for the first time, for that next phone call, for me to say to my mum, you know, I get it now, I get what you went through. I understand, and it's going to be like that again. There's going to be tears, I think, because, you know. But having said that, there is a lot to be excited about, and I'm launching myself forward into the next stage, which I'm so glad is happening now, actually, because, you know, this all came about, this training to be a teacher came about because of the absolute clusterfuck that Department for Work and Pensions made of our whole disability situation. It was eventually sorted out, but in the meantime, I had resigned myself to the fact that the only way we could afford to live was if I got student funding and went back to uni to complete a degree, and the most sense that I could make of it was to train as a teacher, because obviously then there is financial security after that. So now I'm in a position where everything's in place. I'm about to, when we get back on Sunday from, we're actually going to pop by my stepmother's place on the way back up. My dad died a couple of years back. I can't even remember how long ago it was now, 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, he had all sorts of mental health issues, but at the end of the day, she's always been great, brilliant person. She's a bit like us in terms of we're not in touch that often. We maybe speak on the phone once or twice a year, and always it's a case of, you know, we know what we're like, but we know that we're there when it counts. So we're going to pop in and take her out for a meal on the way back up. Gives us a chance to pop by Leeds, visit the old birthing ground. That's where I was born, by the way. Suzanne's going to pop in and see a colleague of hers that she's dealt with online for quite some time but never actually met. And then we're back up here on Sunday, which is the night before... Well, actually, Freshers Week's been extended this year. It's actually a Freshers Fortnight, which we found out that, you know, once the leases had started and we dropped Elwing off, there was a party going on all night already on the top floor in the block where they live in. And, you know, in some ways I thought, oh, thank fuck, I'm not going through that again. I mean, part of me, the young me, was kind of jealous. I just thought, oh, that sounds like they're having such good fun. But then, you know, you listen a bit closer and you just think, oh, shit, that sounds like a fucking nightmare. And there's going to be some real sore heads and vomit, I don't doubt. And probably some regretted liaisons, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm much looking forward to the next stage, and hopefully enough money to comfortably enjoy. Well, it's not a retirement, is it? I'm 50. You know, I've kind of assumed I've got about 20 years of teaching in me. I don't mind carrying on as a musician, I'm going to carry on until I drop anyway, because there's no fucking way I'm going to sit at home unless I'm actually physically unable to perform. And even then, you know, unless my mind goes, I'm still going to be doing music at home. So, you know, it's not, being a musician is not a job, it's who you are, it's what you are, and that's never going to change. So basically, from now on, it's a case of just stay as fit as I can so that I can keep going as long as I can. And but yeah, so the end of, so we get back on Sunday, and then there's Freshers Week, and then it's all systems go. I think it's 20, where are we now? 14, 21, 20, so it's 27th of September is when classes start, and 5 weeks we've got, and then I'm in a school. Woo! That's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. I think some of the younger ones are quite understandably nervous about it, because let's face it, they're not much older than some of the kids they're going to be teaching. You know, I might not have any experience teaching in a school, although having said that, I have taken a couple of workshops in a school, in a school music department. I mean, it was over 30 years ago, but, and I have taught, albeit completely failed miserably at it, but I had no training and I was in my early 20s. I've never been ready for this until now. I had to be this age. I mean, some people are as... You know, I was reading Terry Pratchett last night. If you have ever read any Discworld stuff, I mean, fucking hell, the guy is an absolute genius. Don't take... I mean, the Sky TV series that they did, the mini-series of, I think, The Colour of Magic and... I'm not sure if it was like Fantastic. They did The Hogfather, and I think Going Postal. I mean, they're very good, but to get the true genius of the man, you have to read it. I was reading Reaper Man last night, and I've actually just completely lost the plot about where that story was going. Yeah, I was in tears. I was reading the end of the plot of the book, and obviously quite emotional at the moment. I was just in tears. But what's the? Yeah, I don't know where that train of thought was going. It had something to do with being really motivated and enthusiastic about the next stage of life. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, there's a reference in that to one of the characters after they, no spoilers, but basically they're having a conversation with Death, the Grim Reaper, and their philosophy is that everyone has a natural age that they stay for their entire life. You know, you get kids that are in their teens that act 35, and you get grown-ups and pensioners that act 12 for their whole life. You know, I don't know exactly what age I am. I feel like when I was in my early teens, I feel like I used to act middle-aged, but I feel like I act more like a kid now, but with a bit of, I think, a bit of responsibility and wisdom added. I don't know. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to, because I think I have an advantage being nearly 50 and having brought up 2.5 to 3 kids, depending on. I only came along when my stepdaughter was 6, so I missed the first 6 years of her life. But you know, it's just, I think as well, as you get older, you begin to give less of a shit about what people think. And because it's like, you know, you've only got so many years. I mean, what's the point in worrying about stuff? So I am looking forward to it. I haven't yet decided who I'm going to end up teaching, you know, what age or anything like that. But I'm not scared. I'm excited. Because the other thing as well is going to be 1st of November, straight in for 7 weeks in a music department leading up to Christmas. I think I've said it before. I'm well known for repeating myself. I think that's a definite musical trait. Anyway, so I'm ready and well up for it. Basically, between now and when term starts in a couple of weeks, I've got to do my absolute best to have everything I can possibly get finished for both the bands I'm in, keyboard-wise, completed. Because once term starts, I'm going to have my plate full. So, I mean, obviously, you know, on an ongoing basis, both choir and the bands that I'm in, and shows that come up, there's another choir air company as well, are going to have ongoing workloads. But what I'm saying is that at the moment, I need to get caught up before the beginning of term so that I don't have any more catching up to do. I just have the ticking over, you know, the adding extra songs here and there, and just kind of the maintenance schedule, if you like. Because I don't know where I'm going to get posted for my placement. I'm hoping it's going to be within travelling distance of home, because I'll put down as being a carer for the missus, so I think that's more than likely. I don't know, next year when my placement comes up and I actually start getting paid as a probationary teacher, I don't know whether they have any control over where that is, so we'll just wait and see. It's an exciting new chapter in my life, and I am raring to go, and I'm looking forward to choosing when and where to spend some time with the kids instead of like hollering up the stairs that the dinner's ready, or like swearing under my breath because they've just left shitloads of washing up. And you know, I mean, I'm already well noticing the drop in the workload. You know, the washing's all up to date. This is within a couple of days, the washing's all up to date. That, I mean, there's very rarely a pile of washing up next to the sink, and even if there is, it disappears, you know, within a few hours. It's gone because it's just doable, you know. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna fuck off now. I'll give you a bit of audio from the practice tonight. Don't expect it to be any good, because I haven't sung or directed for over 18 months, and they haven't sung for over 18 months, so it'll be what it is. And I'll maybe check in with you again later before I sign off on the episode. Bloody hell, that was nearly 20 minutes. Right, I'm gonna have a bit of coffee and a sandwich now.
Bye.
Oh, fuck, I forgot again. Sorry.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.